It's not often you can claim to be one of the best independent schools in the country at any given sport, but just one game stands between Queen Ethelberga's collegiate footballers and national glory. After semi-final victory over Shrewsbury, QE's first team are through to the final of the Independent Schools Football Association competition, all made possible by the school's performance sport programme. I made the trip to Queen Ethelberga's Collegiate in Thorpe Underwood to find out more from Head of Sport Mr. Rawlinson, who told me more about the programme and how it helps QE students pursue their chosen sport at the highest level.
Performance sport programme is something we introduced quite a number of years ago now. What it does, it enables the students to perform their sporting activities alongside their studies, so it's built into the timetable. And that has a number of benefits. It saves, so all the strength and conditioning and then obviously the field time sessions are built into the day, so they're not having to travel long distances to get that training in on the evening. So in the evening then they can concentrate on the homework and still get the studies done as well.
How much emphasis is actually placed on the academic side of things? Because you could forgive them for coming in year 12 and just being concentrating on the football, but obviously the scholarship has the other side of it, which is the academic as well.
100%, and the cards are laid on the table as soon as they come in, and they are first and foremost, they are a student athlete, not an athlete student. And as soon as parts of their academic studies start to slip, we start to take part of the sport away, so until they've caught up. So we pride ourselves on our academic results here at Queen Ethelberga, so that is the first and foremost, that these boys leave with the best results possible. I think it just provides a great foundation for the life going forward. You'll have spoke to the boys here, and the camaraderie and the togetherness that they've got within the football squad is tremendous. And I think, the last thing that one of these want to start doing is their academics start slipping and then looking outside the window because they've been kept in to do the academic work. The last thing they want to do is see the mates playing outside, So it's a real good carrot to dangle in front of these sort of sporting athletes.
Hiya, I'm Kyle. I play a right wing for Queen Ethelberga's and I joined in year 12.
Now, Kyle, it's worth saying that you are the top scorer for the first team so far this season. How many goals so far?
I'm currently on 23.
And counted.
And counting, for sure.
So, Carl, can you talk us through your background, why you joined QE in year 12 and what you were doing in football before that?
Yeah, so I've been in the academy system in England from 9 to 16 and I've always looked to pursue a future in football. And although I didn't get a scholarship at 16, I saw Queen Ethelberga as a great opportunity to continue moving forward in my footballing future. When you first come and you see how great the facilities are, you see how great the coaches are, and you see the sort of standard of players they bring into the school, it was almost a no-brainer in deciding that this would be my next step moving forward.
Hello, I'm Tom. I play left centre-back or left-back here at Queen Ethelberga's first team.
Hi, I'm Will, and I play as a striker for QE's football team.
Hello, my name is Jay, and I play centre-half for QE's football team.
It's really amazing when you first come out of the car park and you look across the football pitches. I was walking across to the Genesis Sports Building with my dad, and we saw the first team pitch, which is grass, but we couldn't decide. We were trying to see, because it looked so flat and nice, we thought it was AstroTurf, so I actually gave a little feel on the way over.
There's a lot of time given to allow us to do our subjects, and subjects come first because that's what's going to take us on in the future. I think we all balance it really well, but it's not affected our performances or anything like that, which has shown why we've got to the final.
Last year we didn't do that well in the competition, but this year we've played well together as a team and really developed. We've just won the semi-final of the ISFA Cup, so all of the independent schools in England, and we've won the semi-final against Shrewsbury. We won 3-1, and now we're into the final, which is going to be held at MK Dons Stadium on the 9th of March.
It's been very exciting. We've had two away days where we've had overnight stays, and it's all been a great experience in developing all of us as players and as people, most importantly. And it's been great building the togetherness in the group and building that winning culture.
I think the football team, as soon as I came, we all grew together as a team and we're all just a family almost.
Final and the semi-final were quite raucous occasions, if you would, from the opposing teams. They brought quite a number of fans out and they were singing and chanting, there's beating drums and things like that, but they handled the pressure really well and managed to stay calm. In the semi-final we probably started a little bit slow, a little bit nervous, and Mr. Newey, the football coach, he was, we have to be a little bit braver in our approach to it, and that's what they did in the second half.
What are your hopes for the final? Can you expect a win? Because it's going to be a huge occasion in the MK Dons Stadium as well, so a massive ground to play.
listen, a final's a final, and it can go anyway on the day without sounding a bit too cliche. But I have full confidence in what the boys can do. If they play the way that they've been playing all year, you know, anything can happen for them. And I just, at the end of it, all I, you know, hope and pray that is they can just look themselves in the eye, that they give the best, and, you know, the result will sort of take care of itself then.
Thanks again to Mr. Rawlinson and the first team at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate for having me along, and we wish them all the best of luck in the final of the Independent Schools Football Association competition, which will be happening in the coming days. If you want to find out more about the school's performance sport programme or follow their progress in the competition, you can find them online at qe.org.